You're listening to the Texas Standard.
You can't spend much time in Texas without hearing about voter ID, right? The issue was in the courts for most of last year, and 2018 looks no different. At issue, still, is Texas's restrictive voter ID law passed in 2011, which a federal district court found twice to have been crafted with discriminatory intent. Now it's going to be up to a three-judge panel in New Orleans to decide, among other things, whether Texas's new law, designed to fix problems with the old law, goes far enough. But there's been a mystery at the heart of the voter ID cases. Just how many Texans are actually affected, and who are they? Well, now two of the Justice Department's expert witnesses have come up with an algorithm which they claim provides some answers. Eitan Hirsch is one of those experts. He's a political science professor at Tufts. Professor Hirsch, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So what exactly did the Justice Department ask you and your colleague to do here?
So Stephen Solibert and I are political scientists, and we work a lot with voter registration databases. Mm-hmm. And we were asked in this case to try to figure out this question of how many people in Texas don't have a voter ID, an ID that would allow them to vote under the law.
Yeah.
And then to figure out what is the racial composition of the group that doesn't have an ID.
Now, that's a tough thing to do, because we've been arguing in Texas about just how many people might actually be affected by these voter ID laws. Is there a way of getting to that number? I mean, without doing a census count or something?
Yes. So that's exactly what we tried to do. And you're right. I mean, even very simple questions are very hard to answer. So the way we did this is we took a list of every voter in Texas, every registered voter, and we matched it to every kind of list of ID holders. So we, for every registered voter, we figured out we matched them to a database possessing driver's license holders and concealed carry handgun holders, license holders and passport holders, and et cetera. Uh-huh. And we did this for every single registered voter to figure out who are the people that seem to be registered voters but don't have any kind of the photo ID.
So this assumes that if you're on another database, you're going to be able to have a passport. You will have a driver's license or a concealed carry permit or as they say in Texas now, the license to carry. But if you aren't on those other databases, then your presumption is you don't have what would be necessary to cast a ballot.
That's right. And, you know, you might have been on the driver's license database, but then your license expired 5 years ago. So uh-huh. We accounted for things like that. But that's basically right. So if you didn't appear on one of these databases of ID holders, then we are making a guess that you don't have the ID that you need. Now, maybe you can get it, but you don't have it right now. And we did the study.
So at the end of the day, what did you guys come up with in terms of how many people we're really talking about in Texas who don't have a voter ID?
So we came up with a couple different numbers. About 5% or so of Texas registered voters didn't seem to have an ID. If you look at the people who were regularly voting, such as who voted in the last presidential election, mm-hmm. you're down to about 1 or 2 percentage points of people who don't have an ID. And the main thing we found that was at issue in this case was that of those who don't have IDs, minority voters, particularly African Americans, were less likely to possess a photo ID.
That's a little surprising. I think the assumption has been among a lot of folks that it would be Latinos who would not have the ID. But what you're saying is you actually see a greater percentage of African Americans. Is that right?
That's right. Latinos were less likely to have IDs than whites, but African Americans were almost twice as likely to not have an ID than whites.
Why do you think that is?
You know, I can only speculate. We really didn't answer that question in the court case. Could be difference in urban versus rural living. People in cities might not need cars and therefore not driver's licenses mm-hmm. as much if they can rely on public transit. There's this question about passport holdership, and you know, it's possible. This is just speculation. Latinos whose families are from Mexico maybe are more likely to have a passport to travel back and forth.
So there
are lots of ideas swimming around, but we don't really know.
At the end of the day, what are you able to do with this information? Now you have what sounds like a rather fixed percentage, roughly 5% of all Texans don't have the ID, despite the fact that they are registered to vote. What does that information mean as a practical matter?
Yeah, so I think that's a hard question to answer because a lot of people from different sides of the aisle come to that question with different assumptions. Some people think if anyone's denied the right to vote because of a voter ID requirement, that means the law is bad or should be ruled, not allowed, unconstitutional, a violation of the Voting Rights Act. Other people think, we can permit some burdens on voters like voter registration to make elections feel more secure. So, what this does is really just give some baseline information that can inform both the court and the participants in those debates.
Eitan Hersh is a political science professor at Tufts University. He helped develop this algorithm for determining who has ID to vote and who doesn't. Professor Hersh, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.